sequel of the week.
Did it not record that whole beginning?
No, we got it. Oh, no, okay. It's all there.
It's there.
Good. You know, sometimes it's technical, you know, hiccups.
Right.
It looks weird, but we got it.
Right, we're staring at a screen right now, so.
Yeah. Right. It's telling us what to say, too. It's a teleprompter. So if we ever say anything stupid.
Somebody wrote that.
Somebody wrote it, not us.
Not us.
Anyways, this is Ethan. I'm here with Alec.
How's it going?
And we got such incredible. We were planning on just doing one episode.
Yeah, just like a one-off thing.
For the Back to the Future. And we just got such an incredible response from you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, of course, for listening and for telling us, you know, when's the next one. We need more.
Right. Here we are again.
So hey, we're back, and we're super excited to create another sequel.
Yep, here we are. Sequel, and you can find us at Sequel of the Week on Twitter if you want to tweet ass.
You can, if you want to tweet ass, you can go to at Sequel of the Week, and then I guess just write ass and hit send or tweet or whatever the button says.
Whatever the button is. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, this week we are super excited to present the fifth element. I guess.
Yeah, the sixth element.
So, yeah, the fifth element two, the sixth element. We all know the fifth element one.
Yeah.
Which wasn't necessarily planning on being a sequel, but
we're making it one. Hollywood needs it.
Hollywood needs it, and also, I think it's pretty clear if you watch the end of the first one that they're begging for a sequel.
Yeah, I think so. Do you want to just run through, for the people who haven't, don't remember how great the fifth element was?
Sure, not you.
I don't remember anything.
So Alec doesn't know a ton about The Fifth Element, the film. I've seen it a variety of times, various times.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen it.
Well, sure, but not enough times to. Anyways, I'll review, and maybe it'll come back to you as I talk about it.
I can chime in.
Okay, so for those of you who have not seen it, which I'm sure going to be riveted by this podcast, fucking Bruce Willis, action hero, megastar.
Yeah.
Sex icon Bruce Willis.
Beautiful bald man.
Or as we used to call him, Woos Brillis.
That's what we used to call him.
Okay, so action star Woos Brillis stars in The Fifth Element, which is a sci-fi futuristic, you know, thriller.
Yeah.
You know, there's flying cars.
Yeah, he's a taxi. He drives a cab.
Yeah,
it's a cab hovering driver. All the cars fly.
Right.
It's the future.
So you remember that?
I remember that part. That was cool.
Okay, yeah. All very cool graphics, all that kind of shit.
I love graphics.
Yeah, well, it's got a bunch of good ones. And then he is, you know, he's got some, he's got some problems. He's, you know, broke. We find out he's like some sort of army veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also find out that there's been some weird, there's like a crash landing of an alien ship, and they have this really important chip, which actually is in one of the alien's fingers. And he installs it on Earth, I guess.
Yeah, the finger installation. I remember that.
Yeah, and he, you know, it's like, he says some quote, which I'm going to botch because I don't remember. But it's like, you know, protect life, protect. And he, like, puts it in there and fucking they leave or they die. Or I don't know what happens next.
Yeah,
but
there's like a shootout.
Yeah, like there's some sort of shootout, right.
Somebody attacks while that's happening.
Yeah.
Right.
So I guess that's like a flashback sequence, and then like modern day, they find this fucking thing somehow, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can tell with the DNA that it's like something really special.
Yeah.
Whatever this little thing is actually something kind of crazy. So the scientists of modern day decide to extrapolate. Is that the word?
It's extrapolate.
Is that right?
I think.
They decide to, basically, with computers and shit, and some machine, future machine.
Pull the DNA out, right?
Yeah, the DNA into a creature. And they don't even know what it's going to be, but they know that it's going to be perfect.
Right.
Scientist even uses that word. He says, it's perfect.
That's, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
This guy's, I don't know, it's perfect. It's like, what? Because there's like an army general there too. And he's like, oh, well, if there's going to be a problem, I'm going to destroy it. And he's got his finger on like this destroy button.
Yes.
And the scientist is like, no, don't. It's perfect. Don't understand.
He whispers a lot. They're in a lab, so he...
Most scientists whisper, I find.
Yeah, and usually they're in a lab, and the sound carries pretty well, and you can whisper, I don't know.
Yeah, they're not yellers.
Yeah.
So they make the thing, and it turns out that this little weird bone DNA shit is Mila Jovovich.
Yeah.
And it, like, they pick, all these bones, and then, like, and there's blood and muscle.
Yep.
And it turns into a girl in a tube. They have like this big tube.
Yeah, like a breathing, imagine like a glass breathing tube thing.
Yeah.
You lay in your whole body.
And they cover, you know, her boobies and vagina and butt with like a white, it looks like tape.
Yeah.
So that, you know.
Like tape.
And she has like orange hair. And I mean, I think I can speak for all men. I mean, she looks good.
Yeah, it looks good.
And this guy looks at the general and he's like, perfect.
He's got to let that general know.
And then anyways, the army general comes up to her and he's like treating her like a baby. He's like, you're going to have to work on your communication skills. And she like growls a little bit. She like looks at the camera and does this like, and then punches through the glass, which the scientist previously said like, oh, that shit's bulletproof. Don't worry about it. Doesn't matter, dude. Punches right fucking through
bullet fist.
Grabs the general by the like face and boom, hits him against the glass. He passes out. She breaks out, runs away, and then of course our two stories converge.
Of course.
We have now the Lilu, which is the girl's name, Mila Jovovich,
right.
the fifth element.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what the movie's about. It's her.
About her.
She fucking like is trying to escape. She's on the edge of a building.
Yeah, they're like high up.
Yeah,
well, all the cars are floating. They're like
above the cars. Even
is there a ground?
We don't see the ground yet, but I'll tell you about that in a second.
Okay,
we're up in the clouds, or not the clouds, but like
they're pretty
up
high
in the sky.
Yeah, they're high up, so she's high.
So
up.
She tries to like jump away from the police who are trying to arrest her. Military, not military police, but like military after her. And then there's police after her.
Yeah,
she jumps away from the police and crashes.
Off.
She goes right through the roof of Corbin Dallas's car. Who's Corbin Dallas? Woos Brillis. Driving a cab. Boom.
What are the chances? What are the odds?
She breaks in. It's the last point on his license, the radio thing says.
Yeah.
And so now their stories are together. And she says, like, you know, help me. Because she's, like, reading a little thing. She doesn't know how to speak English
yet.
She's
figuring it out.
But she reads a little thing. Help me. And then he's like, all right, you know, I like this girl. And so he goes on this crazy car chase with the cops and loses them in the fog. He's like, I hope I make the fog! And the fog is like where the ground is.
Oh. Because
in the future, the ground, the land, is fucked. It's like all polluted.
Oh, gross.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, look where we're headed, folks.
L.A., we're looking at you.
We're looking at you, Los Angeles.
We got crazy smog.
It's going to be just like the Fifth Element.
Well, that's not going to keep people from polluting because the Fifth Element is dope.
Right.
So anyways, they're hiding in the fog. Everything's cool. And she asks to be taken to the priest. She go to the priest guy. She knows. He knows all about her.
Right.
Why
he's a priest.
She's here.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take her to the... What's it called?
Well, I don't know.
Right. You don't know. I guess I should know. They take her to the temple.
The temple that the flashback happened at.
Yeah, they need to find the stones. That's part of the plot.
They're like these little stones where these little pieces pop out. Like
yeah,
little...
they don't know what to do with them, but they know they got to get the stones. Mm. And Bruce Willis is contracted by the government to go also get the stones.
Right.
So they're both after the stones.
Mm-hmm.
Lilu and Corbin Dallas. Whatever. They do a bunch of crap. They go to this Flossin Paradise, which is the name of this like cruise island thing.
Oh, that's when they go to the cruise.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Chris Tucker is there and he hosts this radio show.
He's nuts in that.
Yeah.
Chris Tucker's wild.
Really good in that movie. If you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
We're ruining for you if you
Sorry.
Haven't seen it, but I guess that's part of the podcast.
Yeah, deal with it.
Deal with it. And then, you know, fucking
there's like an opera singer alien.
The opera singer alien. The stones are inside of her.
You find out, yeah, she's great at singing. She's like this blue octopus lady.
Yeah, and while she sings, there's actually like a dope opera electronic track that plays. And it's at the same time as a fight sequence. You know, Lilu is, you know, the perfect being. So she's great at fighting.
And Bruce is an, you know, action star. He's got
a
fight.
Yeah, so there's a whole fight.
Guns,
a bunch of action.
They're all fighting. Well, where did Gary Oldman come in?
Gary Oldman is this bad... Okay, good call. Gary Oldman is playing Zorg, which is this bad guy who has, like, a piece of, like, plastic on his face. That's on his and head. He bleeds, like, black. He's, I don't know... There's not a lot of explanation.
No, there's not a lot. That's, like, his thing.
That's his thing, but he's great in it. Gary, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah, you're amazing.
You're great. And then, you know, he is also after the stones because he wants to use them for his own...
Right, his own,
you know,
evil...
There's a whole theory that if you place the stones in the temple, all four of them, and then you stand inside, you have all this, like, ultimate power, or, like, the world ends, and so he wants that for himself.
Of course.
Or, like, he is working for some, like, crazy, like, being. Do you remember this? He calls him on the phone. It's like this.
Oh, and he makes him
in space.
Right.
Yeah, he makes him bleed over the
makes
phone.
Makes him bleed over the through the phone.
So even Gary Oldman Zorg has a boss.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. He wants him to get the stones also.
So on the cruise, Zorg is on the cruise.
Yeah, he goes there to get
the stones. He goes there to get the stones because Woos Brillis and Leelu have them.
Yeah, and the priest is with them also.
The priest and the blue
and,
octopus
Tucker.
Lady and Chris Tucker blonde.
Well, the blue octopus lady dies.
Right, she's dead.
Because she gets shot actually in the fight when the whole fight thing goes down.
After she sings beautifully.
Which, by the way, I don't know if she's like a psychic or... Yeah, I'm just thinking about it now because they took the stones out of her. Like, she says, the stones are in me. And Bruce Willis has to reach. He's like, in you. And then he has to reach like in her fucking gun wound and take the stones
and rips
out.
Them out
so
of her
she didn't
blue
get
guts.
Wounded... How did they get the stones?
I don't know.
Anyways. So they fucking get the stones, and then they fly to the temple. They get out of there.
Yeah.
And, you know, save the day and whatever.
Of course, yeah.
So that's the fifth element.
That's it. That's the fifth element. I don't think Zorg wins, right? Does he die?
Yes, he does
die. He gets
die.
Blown up, right?
He does get blown up. I'm trying to remember happens.
I remember him looking at a timer or something that they left for him. Or, like, the gun he's using blows up. They have guns that
fucking shit, man. I don't remember.
I don't know. Anyways, it ends well. They go to the temple.
Yeah, everything works out. And it actually, the last fucking scene is Bruce Willis and Mila. Leelu and Corbin Dallas, I should say.
Yeah, the characters.
Leelu and Corbin Dallas having sex, like, in some sort of, like, the tube thing where she's from.
Yeah. Classic little throwback there.
It's not exactly the tube. It's not the same tube thing. I don't want to make fans upset, but it's like a similar.
It's like a similar.
It's like a revive. He calls it like a reviving chamber.
Like a,
I think that's what they
call it. Yeah, like a. I don't know.
The president is the black guy, and he comes in. And he's like, "Where are my heroes? I want Heggy. I won't check with my heroes," or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they say, "Oh, they're in the reviving tube." He's like, "I'm the president of the United States. Show me." Leelu. I don't know what he says.
Walks right. He stampedes in the room.
Yeah.
He's the president.
Yeah. And then there's like a funny scene where he like gets placed on the phone with Corbin Dallas's mom and she's like all complaining and they're doing it.
Right.
And then that's the end of the film.
And that's it. What we think, you know.
Well, that's, yeah, exactly.
That's what we're thinking.
Could have been the end of Fifth Element. But as we know now, Fifth Element to the Sixth Element.
Here we are, the Sixth Element.
Because we find out very soon into the Fifth Element to the Sixth Element that there's actually another temple where you need not just the stones and not just the Fifth Element, the Sixth Element.
You need, yeah.
And what is the Sixth Element? Everybody's been asking.
Everybody's been wondering that.
It's obvious. It's the child. Corbin Dallas and Leelu, because they were doing it.
They were doing it in
when
the
you have
life
sex
tube.
With a perfect DNA genetic alien thing.
In a revival tube, nonetheless, like a health tube.
What do you think's going to happen? You're going to have a normal baby?
You're going to have like a Sixth Element type baby.
That's
which
right.
Is exactly what happens.
So we see, you know, it says like a year and a half later.
Yeah, it's pretty.
That's how
it's
it starts.
Quick.
It just says. Year and a half later. And then we see Corbin Dallas, he's changing a diaper.
Yeah, kind of a fun, it's kind of silly.
But we see only from like the baby's perspective, you know, Corbin Dallas to change the diaper.
Yeah, kind of looking up.
And then he leaves to like go get something, and the camera moves, and we see that the baby looks crazy. The baby is like half turquoise, half see-through, half regular baby.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's what you imagine the sixth element to look like.
Yeah.
In human form, yeah.
Which would be, again, half turquoise.
Half see-through.
Half see-through, half regular baby.
Three halves.
It's a weird-looking thing.
It's a weird-looking thing. It's beyond normal fractions.
And it's floating, because it has the power to float.
Yeah.
So, Lilu comes in, and, you know, she feeds the baby via her breasts. Mm-hmm. And so we have kind of this long breastfeeding sequence. 8 minutes, 10 minutes in our script. Where, you know, she's just, like, furiously trying to keep up with the demand of this alien baby.
Yeah, even this perfect human can't even handle this sixth element. You know, they're trying. The two of them are trying.
They're trying. They're like any parent, you know, in the world today. They trying to make ends meet and trying to feed this baby.
Just your classic 8 to 10 minute scene of trying to feed a super baby.
Yeah, and she's yelling, you know. She's saying stuff like, "Oh, God! Just stop! Why do you need so much?" Stuff like that. It's very unlike her character. But it's a year and a half later.
Yeah.
So she's more accustomed to the English language.
Yeah, she can speak English. She knows.
She doesn't have the accent anymore.
Right. She had an accent in the first one, if we didn't mention it.
Yeah, but in this one, there's no accent.
No accent. She's just angry at the sixth element.
Yeah. So the sixth element, which, by the way, do you want to say the name? I know you came up with it.
I did. It's Milmi.
Milmi is the baby of...
She kind
of
adopted that from Lilu.
Right. Similar name.
It's like a
Lilu
weird...
Lilu named her.
Yeah. Milmi.
Milmi.
Also goes by Jeff.
Milmi, or sometimes if, you know, during the crazy more action sequence, because of course we have action sequences.
Of course. Those are coming up.
She's Jeff.
Jeff.
Yep. So...
She's Jeff.
So the full title again, The Fifth Element to The Sixth Element, Milmi is Jeff. So... Obviously, after this whole, whatever, 15, 20 minute, you know, we're showing the status, you know, the way things are.
Yeah.
Then we get into the problem area of the film.
Yeah.
And what's the problem? Bruce realizes that Zorg's son, Korg, like the musical instrument company.
Yeah. He's alive.
Korg is alive.
We find out he was left at home when Zorg went, you know, on his mission to the cruise.
Right.
He was planning on coming back to Korg. He died, and now Korg is out for revenge.
Yeah, Korg wants to avenge Zorg, and so he is trying to get not only the stones, but he wants to steal Milmi, or Jeff, and get them to the new temple to, again, become...
The all-powerful
supreme being,
Korg.
Yeah. The all-powerful Korg, that's right. So, Bruce gets word of this and realizes, like, we got to get to the temple first.
Yep.
You know, but on their way, of course, they intersect each other in space.
Of course.
We have this fucking 20-minute battle sequence in space.
This is really at the beginning of... This is pretty early on in the movie.
Yeah.
And Korg, he's got more plastic shit on his head, like his dad.
Yeah, a lot of plastic.
More, though.
Yeah, no, way more.
Like, he's pretty much...
All plastic. All... Like, you can't really see... Like, his eyes show... That's it, really.
The rest is all very shiny, kind of.
He always
inconvenient,
like,
plastic.
His lines. We don't have subtitles, but you can hear like, and people are always, "What, Korg? What do you want?
Yeah,
are you ordering me to do something?" It's like, God damn it!
Take the plastic off your mouth.
Plastic is right on your mouth. Anyways, so he works alone mostly.
Yeah, which is, you know, fine by him. He's an independent.
Because he has the ability to clone himself.
Yeah,
that's
so
why
he can...
they call him Clone Korg. And he is in space, and he challenges through a megaphone. He puts a megaphone on top of his spaceship so that he can talk to other spaceships.
Yeah, even though sound doesn't really carry in space, his does.
They
call him Korg.
They don't explain a lot of things in the Fifth Element universe as far as, like, whatever, physics, stupid shit.
So his works fine.
And he, on the megaphone, he says, like, "Corbin, fight time."
Yeah.
Because the megaphone system has a way of translating his plastic mumbles.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. So he clones himself into like 30 guys. And now Corbin and Lilu, because Milmi Jeff is not ready to fight yet.
Not yet. A little too young.
Still young.
Superhuman, but just sure. It's like developmentally
still, stupid.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah. So they go out and in spacesuits, floating in space, they have to fight 20 to 30 clone Korgs.
20 to 30, not exactly.
We haven't figured, we don't know the budget yet. We don't know exactly how many they're going to be, but it's 20 to 30 clone Korgs. And then nobody has guns. So it's all like these big wooden swords, like practice swords in space.
Yeah, it's a throwback to like Braveheart. You know, they didn't have guns. It was a great movie, though.
Yeah, still a great film, and we're taking kind of a slice out of that pie. And bringing it here.
Bringing it here with, they got big wooden swords and space suits.
Right. That's going to be the poster, actually.
That's the poster. It's going to be Lilu. 20 to 30 clone Korgs, Lilu, Corbin Dallas.
Big, like, practice katanas.
Yeah. This is already one of the biggest scenes in the movie, the most...
It's definitely gonna
climactic.
It's definitely going to have like super like soundtrack. There's going to be no dialogue for 20, 30 minutes. Kind of artsy. But a super fight sequence. Like crazy moves. Not very fast because, again, they're in space. So it is kind of a slow-mo fight. So that's why it takes a while also.
I think in space you can't... It's like gravity. You've seen gravity.
Anti-gravity stuff.
Anti-gravity stuff, it'd be a little slow. So it takes a while, but it's still action-packed.
So much fucking action, it's crazy. And they don't really get anywhere, that's the thing. Like, they hurt some of the clone Korgs, but because they're kind of moving slow and everybody has suits, like, they just... Some of them drift away, but don't... Then they come back, they have, like, little boosters, so they all come back.
Yeah,
and that's
so it's
when,
like, mostly pushing each other apart, but then that's when...
That's when, after about 20 minutes or so, Corbin... He says, that's fucking it. And he presses a button on his spacesuit, which launches Milmi out of the spaceship. And he says, Milmi, get him. And Milmi has the power. We now learn.
This is right when we learn it.
We know this. And she's also grown up a little bit during this action sequence. She has the power to shoot these fucking lasers through her hands. And so she just fucking lays everybody out, dude.
It's violent.
She cuts up these fucking clone Korgs. Takes like 20 seconds. They're all dead. And then she runs out of laser power.
Yeah, because, I mean...
You have to charge it.
Yeah, she's still grown up. You know,
She
has some of it, though.
Has to charge it up. Now it runs out right before she could kill the real clone... I mean, the real Korg who's in the spaceship.
Yeah.
So... He says, nice job wasting all your time, bitches. I'm out. And he starts heading towards the temple. Because while they were fighting, he stole the stones from their spaceship. So now he's got the stones. He's going to put himself in the middle as the fifth element.
And he's hoping that Milmi, also known as Jeff.
Right. In this case, Jeff, because it's more of a battle sequence.
Jeff,
go ahead.
He's hoping... Jeff will come down and they'll have like a temple battle.
Right, temple battle.
Because that way the element will be there.
Yeah, and we hear him actually saying all this to himself on the way to the temple. He's saying like, okay, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to get there first. And I have the stones already because I got them from their spaceship because you guys didn't see that. And then he says, oh man, I'm going to get there first. And then when they come, I'm going to set up traps and shit so I can just fucking take Milmi. That's it. Then I got this. Jeez, I'm smart. And then, so that scene is over. So now we have them chasing. It's like a chase scene to the temple.
Yeah. And
when
we know.
They click on the radio. Who's on the radio? Chris Tucker.
He's back.
And so.
He's very silly.
They all just are driving to this chase scene, but the only audio is the Chris Tucker show. It's like a radio show.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
It's fun. He's got, you know, he has guests on there. He's got anecdotes.
Yeah. It's like 15, 20 minutes of just like a radio show while we see
the ship
spaceships flying.
Going through space. Some asteroids, you know, they dodge some meteors.
And maybe they take they have some snacks because in movies you never see people eating or like going to the bathroom.
No, they have some snacks and, you know.
Somebody takes a dump.
Somebody takes a dump.
And then They just listen to the show and they kind of remark on it too. Like, oh, yeah. This is a good episode.
Oh, look, that was a funny joke.
This guy's really good. So they get to the temple. The priest, by the way, has nothing to do with this movie. He's out.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, retired.
Yeah, he's a retired. We don't even,
you know, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
He's not in it.
Nobody asks any questions about that. Right. Because they know already. Anything they need to know, they know it.
Yeah, they're not.
They don't need him.
Yeah, they don't need him. Idiot.
Yeah, so they get to the temple, right before they walk in, Corbin Dallas says, hold on.
Wait up.
I think there might be some traps, possibly. And yeah. We should look out for that.
And here's where we kind of get into Home Alone land.
Right. It's very...
He's right. There's traps.
Yeah, there's a lot. And so the next part of the movie is them... We call it entrance. And so the whole thing is just them entering this second temple. It's like a maze
of
traps.
It's crazy. Clone Korg, well, he's Korg, went crazy with the booby traps.
Yeah, he apparently had a lot of time because the traps are extensive, advanced, and this whole sequence takes 3.5 hours.
This is long.
Very long. And we are not willing to compromise on that amount of time.
So hopefully the budget is good.
Yeah, and people are more patient
with
films. Because this film in total is like 5 to 6 hours.
Yeah, it's really, and no intermission. You know, this is kind of...
It's kind of some of our, like, that's part of the branding we thought could be, like the PR work. Could be The Fifth Element 2, The Sixth Element, it's 5 to 6 hours.
Yeah, it just says that on the billboard.
Yeah, it's 5 to 6 elements of hours or something,
something cool.
We're
like
not
that.
Marketing guys.
We're not marketing writers, but...
We're clearly writers.
Clearly. So, that it'll just say that somewhere. It'll be established. It's 5 to 6 hours.
Yeah, so people know what they're in for. Yeah. It's going to take half their day.
Yeah.
So
they get...
The traps are extensive.
They got some crazy traps, oil on staircases.
Yeah, paint cans attached to strings.
Right, holes in floors.
Yeah, and they have to, what's it called? They have to be careful. They have to step over. All kinds of shit like
that. Yeah, there's like fire. And
then every now and then we don't see Korg, but we hear like the echo of him going like, good luck with this one. Stuff like that.
He knows where they are. He doesn't have cameras or anything, but he's
nearby.
Yeah, and he can hear like, oh, that was the fire.
Yeah.
That was the axe.
Survive that? Shit like that.
Yeah, like little remarks, to get you on the side of Corbin, like, this guy sucks. I don't like Korg.
Yeah. But see, every good movie has like a twist.
Everyone.
The Sixth Sense.
Twist.
Had a twist at the end. Fight Club.
Big old twist.
Big twist at the end.
Yeah. Up.
Not.
No.
Well, little twist,
let's
say.
Twisty.
Some twist.
I got twisted up.
I see what you did. Anyways, this movie is going to have a huge twist.
Yeah.
Okay. After they're in this 3-hour maze, right?
Yes.
This is giving Milmy. This is giving Milmy,
Jeff,
a lot of time to grow and to start understanding. Like, she's like AI at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of getting
just
what's going on here.
And becoming self-aware.
Yeah. So she goes, hey, Corbin. He says, yeah. She goes, hey, Lilu. She says, yes, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Milmy. I just figured this out. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what is it?
I got this. Stay here. Shut up. That's what she says.
That's what she said. A little rude, but that's
part of... She hasn't spoken at all.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to hear them speak at all.
Right. Shut up. Check this out.
Check this shit out.
Check this out. You ready? They're like, I don't know. Sure, I guess. What is it? What are you talking about? Watch. Well, you won't be able to see, but I'll be back and you'll know. Okay?
Here.
Sure. And she goes, teleport now. And she teleports herself. She figured out how to teleport.
Yeah.
She teleports herself to the room that Korg is in.
And he is not ready for that.
No, he's not ready for
that.
But
at the same time, it's what he wanted.
It is what he wanted, but he didn't know it would happen like that.
Yeah, he didn't know it would be that fast.
Thought he'd trap her or something.
He's watching an episode of Family Guy, actually.
Yeah, he's big into... old.
Yeah, it's animated shows. Yeah, at this point, it's Family Guy's ancient.
Yeah, but he's got time to kill.
He's got like a Swiss Miss hot chocolate. He thought the traps would maybe be 4 hours.
Right.
Know, 5 hours.
So she says, "Hey, Korg, you fucking musical instrument ripoff piece of shit." And he goes, "Holy God, mill me, Jeff?"
Right.
And she says, "Yeah, that's right. You know what this is?" And then out of her asshole, she poops a fucking sniper rifle. And he goes, "I mean, it looks like a sniper rifle." And she goes, "Yeah, it is."
She poops it out.
"And it's loaded," she says. And he goes, "Look, mill me. You know I didn't mean this. Come on.
Come on.
Just trying to...
just having some fun.
Just trying to, you know, have a good time here. Why don't we hang?" And she goes, "Hang on to this." Fucking snipers him in the face. And then just then is when Corbin and Lilu are done with the traps.
Yeah, they just finished the traps.
They didn't listen to her and wait. And so they come into this part of the temple. And they go, "Oh, you did it." She goes, "Yep. Snipe down." They go, "What?" Milby says, "Snipe down. I sniped him out. Sniped his head off." And they go, "Oh, cool." And that's it. Fade to black.
Fade to black. Credits roll. You know, it's like an action. You know, the villain loses. That's
yeah. With these action movies like Mad Max, I mean, plot is not the main thing. Dialogue is not the main thing. It's really about, like, you have to really close your eyes and kind of try and imagine the action.
Right.
You know, we're gonna do things in this movie that have never been done.
Yeah, you know, we have the wooden sword battle
in space.
Yep. The eating snacks, like they're on a real road trip in space. You know, yeah, you don't see that.
That's never been done in an action movie, probably.
And then we end with a nice one-liner, Snipe Town.
Snipe Town, guys.
Sniped his face.
So, there you have it.
The Fifth Element 2, The Sixth Element.
I can't
Milne
wait for...
Milne
is Jeff. If you guys could possibly fund this project.
That'd be great.
You know, tweet at us, at Sequel of the Week, or...
yeah.
Sequel of the Week at Gmail.
Either one, hit us up.
Hit us up and let us know how much money you can contribute to the production of this film.
Yeah, what kind of After Effects work we'll need to do the sniper out of the butthole.
Well, not to mention hiring Bruce Willis to do it.
Yeah, again, you know, will he want to come back for a sequel? I think so.
Well, once he listens to this, he probably doesn't even have to read the script.
No, he's got his lines down already.
Plus, how easy is it to just sit in a spaceship for half an hour and listen to a Chris Tucker radio thing? That's an easy day of shooting.
Eating some trail mix.
Yeah. You know.
He's got to be in.
Yeah, so thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Next week, who knows?
Who knows what's going to happen? Sequel of the week.
We can pick any, whatever we want.
Yep. It's going to be great. That's all we can guarantee.
Anything else? You have an announcement or anything?
No, just, you know, send us your ideas of sequels you want to hear about. And, you know, we'll write it.
Yep. All right. See you next Monday.
Yep.
Every week,
every,
right here.
Every Monday, right here.
On Sequel of the Week.